Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Back. It's a Real Ass Podcast. It's a Wednesday. What's up, motherfuckers? It's hump day. I hope you're feeling good. I'm feeling pretty goddamn good right now. I don't think Big J is feeling good. I've not spoken to him. I've been following up.
You know what?
What?
I bet Christine's mad.
Christine's mad?
I bet she's mad.
Why is she mad?
That Jay got dosed. She didn't look happy last night.
I'm sure she's not. She had to deal with it. It had to be her. He probably wigged out and killed her. He probably murdered Christine last night. It was the last we ever saw Christine. How bad would that be? If you guys have, I don't want to spoil it. Shannon, I know you pulled up clips and stuff today, but I don't want to spoil the show for those that have not watched it. Legion of Skanks last night, an epic, crazy, wild, mayhem filled ending to the first ever Legion of Skanks president, probably last ever presidential. Yeah. what do you want to call that? What, era? Who's a presidential
mini series? I felt like last night was like the season finale.
It was fucking absolutely wild. Without telling you too much, it was, I mean, Ari just, I can't get over on him.
Ari's playing chess and we're playing checkers.
Dude, we're putting a checker piece in our mouth and, yeah, and sucking the paint off of it while Ari's playing 3D chess.
He really
chess.
Just destroyed us.
That was crazy. It was absolutely wild. I'm going to sign in right now to the Racist Live Chat. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. If you guys are not subscribed, go watch the entire Legion of Skanks saga. I say start in the beginning. Shannon, find out what the first episode of the presidential race was, and then start from there. Just binge watch it. It's like Game of Thrones. It's fucking absolutely wild. Special thanks to Ari for really bringing out the best in us. And it was what a crazy, crazy fucking night that was. But yeah, GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. RAP is the promo code. Use that promo code. It'll get you a 14-day free trial, and you get to access the entire On Demand library for all of the shows pre-release. So once they go live on the website, once they're there, you get them before they go anywhere else, uncensored, plus the Racist Live Chat, which I fucking love. I'm going to chime in right now with the Racist Live Chat. But also very happy to have an incredible guest here today. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know him from the RU Garbage podcast. It is H. Foley. What's up, kid?
Buddy, how are you, man? Good to see both of you guys. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
You've been fucking killing it. We love the RU Garbage podcast. Probably we'll get some RU Garbage questions from the Racist Live Chat today, which would be a really good idea.
Sure.
But what else you got to put? Let's get these plugs out of the way real quick. Obviously, your Instagram, Foleygrams, your Twitter, Foley on Ice.
At H Foley on Ice, yep.
It's at H Foley on Ice. Sorry, Shannon. Thank you very much for disrespecting Foldog. H Foley on Ice. Zach, what else you got to plug, Foley?
That's it, buddy. Are you garbage? Subscribe, use promo code AYG, sign up at Gas Digital for us. We wet our beaks. Otherwise, episode every Monday, every Thursday. Check out the YouTube channel, subscribe, rate, review, all that stuff.
Zach Amico.
Check me out on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m., and my new movie, Shakespeare's A Shitstorm, has its online premiere at the Fantasia Virtual Film Festival this August the 29th. Tickets are available now. They are limited, and I will be doing an online panel after the screening.
You know what's up, guys. Check out the other pods. Legion of Skanks here on the Guest Digital Network, the Believe in Me podcast with myself and Michael Bisping. Brand new web series available exclusively on my YouTube channel. Shout out to Yo Kratom for producing that and helping me with my fight training. Go check out the Louis J. Gomez Fight Journal, episode 4. We're filming in real time. You get them in real time. So essentially a week or maybe 4 or 5 days after they're filmed, you guys are getting them. So you get to see a real-time look as to what's going on with this entire fight camp fighting Jason Ellis sometime, ideally, this January 2021. Also, I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I've been fucking crushing on Twitch. Shout out to Dildo for helping me create that Twitch channel. And yeah, live shows. Do we got anything coming up, Zachy?
No.
I had a live show. I don't know. I was supposed to go with Big J to Rhode Island next month, but he might have killed Christine, so I don't know if that's happening anymore.
You've had a crazy couple of weeks, bro.
Yeah, it's been wild. It's been wild. All right, that's it. It has been a crazy couple of weeks. I moved officially yesterday, and then
you moved the fight, the election.
Yeah,
it's fucking all going on.
It's very stressful. Moving is really, really stressful, and I did it as white as I've ever done it before. This time,
movers.
I got movers, and I feel it was Racine and Column. Racine runs like a moving company, and you know he hires young comics to work. So it was fucking Column. So it was great. It's just fucking my hilarious racist movers. Just it was really, really a fun time. But I also feel very strange.
You tip?
Yeah, I did.
You grease them, get them lunch?
Yeah, well, I got them a great lunch.
Okay.
I took care of them, okay? Because Racine likes to complain when people are fucking assholes. So, you know, I'm not going to be an asshole. He gave me a pretty good deal on it already. And then he was like, oh, that includes gratuity. But there's always a little bit more stuff.
Yeah, you got to grease the guys. Yeah,
gave him a little bit extra. Yeah. Bought them lunch, little Italian deli right in the neighborhood. Nice. This is the type of, closes at 3 p.m. You can't order anything after 2:30. Wow. They run out of whatever they run out of. Like real.
This is in the new neighborhood.
New neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah.
You already got your spot.
Oh yeah, dude. That's, they love it.
Fucking sweet.
The guy Eddie, he knows everybody that comes in the place. He fucking calls everybody by their first name. The kids work there. It's a bunch of fucking guineas.
Ah, it's awesome.
This is two like the 17-year-old kids got a full beard. It's fucking great. I love it.
Yeah, movers appreciate that shit.
Yeah, so I have white movers, got white lunch for my white deli. My fucking landscaper, straight up fresh off the boat Italian guy.
Nice.
Fucking crossed. I think I'm going to become Catholic again. Dude, I felt so at home. I got up this morning at 6 in the morning. I went outside. I literally stood on my sidewalk in front of my house, and I started stretching like an old man. I started doing this. Another old guy walked by, like a straight up like 60-year-old man, like power walking.
Did you give him the hello?
Yeah, I was like, hey, good morning. He was like,
really?
Good morning. And I was like, wow.
See?
This is it. I fucking made it, dude. This is
Lewis
it.
Has been waiting to be an old white man as long as I want. Lewis just gets up at 6.
Dude, during the pandemic, I was going back and forth to my parents, and when I was down there, I was doing the same thing. That's why when I came in, I said, congratulations, the fucking burbs are the best.
I love it, dude.
Oh, dude, you wake up, hey, though, Nikki, good to see you. Fucking get the paper, walk in, have a smoke, coffee.
Yeah, dude, I walked out, opened my garage door, just looked up and down. I did that move where I just stared.
Start like, tinkering around a little bit, messing with the lights.
And then I was like, I started looking at my house, and I was like, I gotta wash the outside of my house.
Put half a tennis ball on the bottom of shit for no reason.
Local dude. Campaign sign in the front yard.
Yeah, dude. I saw there was a stick on my roof. I gotta get that stick off that roof. Is there a roof stick guy that I gotta call? I have no idea. That was my problem.
You gotta go to Home Depot and load up on new stuff. Get a new fucking stepladder, fucking all that crap.
Give me a stepladder. Yeah. I gotta get on that roof.
There you go. Get the gutters. Get the kid doing the gutters.
That you gave me the solution for the fucking stick on the roof. A ladder.
Yeah.
I needed one of those long fucking like.
That's how poor you were. You didn't know what a ladder was.
Yeah, I thought I needed one of those like fucking
the
little
grabbers.
Yeah, a grabber, a long one.
Well, like in the bodegas.
Yeah.
Ah, come on, you're in the burbs now, kid. You got to get a fucking nice step.
Now,
nice
real
step
question:
ladder.
How long has it been since if something broke, you had to be responsible for fixing it? Like you couldn't call a landlord.
What do you mean? Say that again.
Like if something in your house breaks, now that's on you, right? Or you're renting though.
Yeah, I'm renting.
Okay. Do you get to call somebody?
Still.
Okay. So you get to call somebody like.
Technically.
If like the toilet's fucked up.
But I have too much pride for that. Now that's my toilet. Yeah. No, but I know. It's like, no, it's. I don't think so. There's no super. Like, no. It didn't, actually, you know what?
Yeah, if something's broke, he'll come and take care of it.
No. It's the first like $400 or whatever, it's on me or some shit like that. There's like in the lease, there's a certain amount of money, you know. But yeah, I'm. A lot of people are like, dude, why rent by? I was like, dude, how do you even buy? I'm doing this now, and my sister, I'm hanging out with my sister, and my sister's, I mean, my sister makes 1/100th the money that I make, and she listens to the podcast. She knows what I'm talking about. It's crazy. My sister's a fucking broke asshole, And she's like in the process of trying to buy a house. And I'm like, how is this fucking loser buying a house? It's, and that really motivated me. So now I'm sort of to look and talk to people. I will do that soon enough. But
you should have told everybody that you bought this one.
Why?
I don't know. Throw it in people's face a little bit.
Well, I mean, no, I don't want to do that. I would buy a nicer house. If I was going to buy a house, it wouldn't be this one.
Okay.
This is a nice house. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Why'd you pull the trigger so quick then to get out of the city?
I wanted to get out of the city, and this house had everything that I wanted, right? So it has a lot of extra space. I can build a little podcast studio. I can, you know, the gym in the garage is going to be fucking retarded. I have a lot of stuff for it already. And I feel like I can, I just went yesterday and I bought a bunch of furniture, like really nice furniture. And I can spend a couple years, you know, doing all that stuff. So then when I buy, I have everything ready to go. I'm fucking money. I got a lot of money saved. I could just fucking either pay cash for the house or not have, I have a really, really low mortgage.
There you go.
So.
Where'd you go for the furniture?
Raymore and Flanagan.
You did?
Yeah.
Fucking Mr. Gomez. Raymore.
Is that clean living?
What?
Is that clean living?
Are you kidding me?
I ain't nothing to sneeze at.
If you didn't need work done around the house, give me a call, sir. I'll shovel the sidewalk. Raymore and Flanagan.
Wait, what's garbage? What's a garbage furniture store?
We're impressed you didn't need an Allen wrench to put it together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're going to IKEA and shit like that.
That's garbage.
Oh, yeah.
That's garbage.
Some shit from Wayfair is pretty trashy. But Raymore and Flanagan, I mean, you're one step, the West Elm is the only other option.
I didn't know Raymore and Flanagan was nice stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Classy, especially for the burbs.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. The furniture guy's pretty nice.
You got a car out there?
I'm getting one soon.
What are you going to get?
I'm thinking about getting a Lexus. I really like the chick. I'm seeing has a Lexus, and I really like it.
Dude, just, you're
it feels so nice.
Suburban Lewis. Look at this.
I really want
one. Get the kid playing Little League. You gonna coach? Get involved?
No, I left the family. This is just for me. He's living in a little apartment with his fucking mom and her black boyfriend. I'm fucking crying. I got all this space now.
Start a real family. Start a new family.
Non-broken family.
Yeah, just call the mulligan on that one.
Starting fresh, baby boy. Come on now.
Can't take it with you, little guy. Oh, man.
But I really... It's what I've wanted for a long time. Yeah. It just feels so nice to I don't know. I went to my backyard actually because the gardener came or the landscaper came and like trimmed everything up. I was standing in my backyard. I was like, I got to buy a fucking hammock now.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done this morning. This morning I would have gotten up and I would have laid in my hammock and just fucking chilled underneath the sunshine if I had a hammock.
You have a grill?
Not yet. I have nothing. I don't even have a heating unit for my sauna.
Hmm.
That's number one, Foley.
Is it?
Yeah.
You got to start thinking burb life.
Well, here's the thing. This is actually a good, because if you guys haven't listened to the Are You Garbage podcast, it's great. They figure out if their guests are garbage or not.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. But so having a sauna in your garage, I think it's this is a very like gray area sort of Are You Garbage topic.
I've seen it, I think, on Instagram. It's a legit
sauna.
Yeah.
Now, me buying a heating unit before I purchase other necessary things, a heating unit for my sauna, so before I buy curtains for the house, I'm looking at heating units. I haven't even thought about a curtain. I have not turned the power on in my name yet. I've even thought about turning the power on in my name. It's just they're going to rack up whatever the bill is. But a heating unit right now is taking top priority for my sauna.
Well, for a sauna... No, that's good. If it was a fucking hot tub out back, that would be trash.
I have thought about a hot tub out back. There's no way to do it without absolutely advertising to the neighbors.
A freestanding hot tub is fucking trash.
Trash.
Yeah, it's got to be connected to a pool. You can't do Otherwise, it's garbage.
Really?
Yeah, that's where like the parents that fuck other parents. That's where it all goes down.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what I'm trying to go for.
I want to start swing with some of the neighbors.
Some PTA orgies, baby. That's what I want. That's it.
Start trying to key party. I really dug around the fishbowl.
The sauna is in my garage. People are pointing this out in the chat. Kush and Kyle are saying it's a garage sauna. Make sure it's clear that it's in my garage. It's not a sauna in my house. This is in my detached two-car garage.
Two-car garage? Fuck that.
I'm impressing Foley left and right here.
This kid. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, I feel good.
You got to get you coaching Little League or something, buddy.
Where's Harrington? I need Harrington to go clean the other apartment.
Are you still keeping that place too?
No, I'm subletting it. I got to fucking...
But you're hanging on to it. You're not getting rid of it.
I'm subletting. I'll probably give up the lease after it's up to the chick I'm subletting it to.
Okay.
Right. I mean, look, who knows? You know, maybe I want to keep it. Maybe, you know, but I don't think so.
This is big, man. This is great. It looks good on you, too. You look refreshed. And
I'm feeling fucking great, dude. I got up. I went out. I went to Dunkin' Donuts this morning. Got some coffees. It was fucking... It was a whole... Dude, it was there. Like, I... Whatever it is about the suburban life, I just enjoy it. I drove past like the local tire shop. I was like, oh, Nicky's Tires. Look at that. I bet Nicky's a good guy.
Stop in. Get a quote.
Yeah.
You got no car? No. I'm thinking about getting a Lexus, though. Sir, can we help you?
You sell tires for Lexuses? Just wondering.
Carrying a tire home. Yeah. Yeah. Like, free on layaway.
Give me 4 Firestones.
What? I'm going to need tires for my Lexus. I'm going to need tires for the Lexus. It's very true. Why not just get them ahead of time?
How did you get in today from there?
Shut the fuck up.
Did you drive?
No.
Would you take a bus?
You drove.
Okay.
Yes, I drove.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. How's the commute?
I don't legal.
Know. Oh, all right. I don't know what's going on here.
It was a legal commute, obviously.
I'm just saying, the driving to the city is nice.
Look, I'm a Puerto Rican, right? Sometimes Puerto Ricans borrow cars from women illegally.
You're tarnishing the burbs now.
There goes the neighborhood.
Yeah, no shit.
Shit.
Have you met the neighbors?
No, they don't want none of this shit. Just that one old guy.
That's your boy.
Just the one old guy. And then there's a girl across the street, like directly across the street from my garage, which I will be working out in regularly with the doors open and Disturbed blaring very loud.
Oh, man.
You got to listen to it. You got to listen to shitty metal music when you work out.
In the garage, yeah.
That's it. It's going to be a bunch of fat comedians working out. Nobody's in shape.
You got an old bench press thing in there?
Yeah. I got a bench. Smoke a little weed. What was the movie?
American Beauty.
That's my fantasy. It's to fuck my a teenage girl, to fuck a child, while I smoke weed and work out with my young boy weed dealer.
And then kill a gay guy.
I want to kill a gay guy.
Jerk off in the shower, kill a gay guy.
Why can't I live that fantasy?
That was a great movie, man.
Why can't I live that life? Why, you know... It's probably the American dream. American Beauty, sort of the American dream. Yeah,
you're living it. What do you mean? You're on your way.
This is it. Let's see. What else going on now? We got a lot. We have a lot going on in the world right now. But this Lori Loughlin story. What am I missing here?
What did she get? 4 months?
2 months or something.
2 months in prison Friday with her husband, Massimo Giannulli, was sentenced to 5 months for their role in a massive college admissions scheme.
Will they actually do any time, though? Will they actually go in?
Yeah, that's what they're... they're going in.
Yeah, but it's going to be rich people prison, right?
I don't think... Like, when they say rich people prison, it's not like it's nice.
No, but it's like a white-collar prison.
It still doesn't matter, like...
I think it depends what their situation is. They might not get that. But they wouldn't be in general population. Yeah, she's going to be in some place that has like the
tennis court.
Yeah, nah, I'm at the tennis court, but it's like a probably look like a barracks.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Can you look up because that's a common misconception, right? Where it's like, oh, but it's going to be like rich people prison. Look up like what the better prison is for like celebrities, because I don't think it's good. Okay, I think it's like it's not shitty like fucking Rikers. But I don't think it's violent like that. I think that's when they say it's rich people prison. It means that you're not really getting raped in the showers. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're probably, you know, much less interaction with general population like that. You'll interact with a few other people that are nonviolent offenders, whatever it is. But you're still fucking locked down. You're still, in fact, I think I've heard that you're locked because you're not like around people. It's even worse because you're not. It's almost like solitary confinement.
Yeah.
So I don't really know, but I'm assuming, hey, look, if you have money, things like commissary are better, right? So you always have snacks and you always have food and a fucking, you know, fresh razor and a fucking, you could probably pay people to get you a phone I have no idea what the infrastructure is if they're not around general population, but they could probably pay a guard to get them a cell phone so they could watch TV at night. Sure. Yeah, Dylan.
So apparently California has these places that are called pay to stay, where it's $150 a day where wealthy people can stay instead of like county jail. Obviously it depends on like which crime you do, but it basically just looks like a nice living room.
That's
like
pretty sweet.
TV, can we see Xbox.
Yeah, it's a grainy picture, but
that's not bad.
So this is a prison?
They call them pay to stay, apparently, where you could pay each day your sentence instead of going to county jail. Like I said, I think it depends on what.
$100 a day is nothing.
It says, yeah, like, it depends. $150, $250. They say like there's like a range.
No, there's no way this is.
That just looks like a real shitty apartment.
Wait, is this jail? So this is instead of, before you go to prison, this is like.
Yeah, I guess this is their version of county. Like, so if you do something bigger, like, isn't prison and county jail two different things? Like,
yeah.
Prison is like a more serious sentence.
I don't think. Yeah, maybe that's kind of crazy. But yeah, you're right. That's county's different. That's like that show about the girls who are locked up. What was that show we watched?
Lady Bird?
Was it Lady Bird?
No, what the fuck was it called?
No.
Orange is the New Black?
No. It was a documentary. It was the best.
Lady
Bird. Yeah, where they were doing the.
Oh, the fishing with the toilet and all that stuff?
Yeah, that one. So it was like that, whatever that. Jailbirds. Yeah, you. It was whatever that thing was. I guess that's a different version where you could pay. All right, that's fine.
Imagine Lori Loughlin walking around in that fucking place.
Talking to the toilet.
Yeah, Lori Loughlin. I don't really understand what their role was in the scheme. Did they just simply lie on their kids' admissions to get their kids
into school?
Yeah,
they paid somebody to help the kids get into school, and they doctored some photos and stuff like that.
Oh, so they really went further with it. So they doctored photos.
Yeah, to make the girls look like they were on the rowing team. I don't think that. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they should go to jail.
They should be not allowed on the school's premises.
Yeah.
That's the punishment for that crime is Lori Loughlin and her husband, they would be escorted off of school premises if they went to that school to go visit again.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the guy running the ring that was taking the money from all these people should get it. But, I mean, what the fuck? If my parents could have helped get me into school, I think they would have.
Of course. I mean, did they recruit other people? Were they doing something beyond simply lying for their kids to get into school? Because it should almost be not a crime. I don't care at all. Even in the slightest fucking bit, do I give a shit at all?
Are they making an example of them because they're famous?
Maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe. I have no idea. I can't imagine anybody looking at that and saying, well, you know what? They're just fucking going above and beyond for their kids. It's that they for some reason, there's this, it's like being painted as like, oh my God, the privilege of these. Like, yeah. No, it's not really privilege. It's like they want their kids to go to a good school and to be really successful. And they're just going a different route. And I almost respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. When we talk about like scams, like good scams, like I almost respect it. You know, because they just had a fucking, they took the shot. But putting somebody in prison for that, I don't know.
Yeah, you got a fucking dumbass kid at home. What the fuck are you gonna do?
Who fucking cares? How do you like?
Well, they say that does take away from another kid who would have been deserving of getting into the school. They lose.
Do they have a limitation? Is it really limited like that? I don't believe that. Do they turn people away because there's a number of kids at that school and that's that? And they're done.
Yeah, you got to cap it off.
I think with schools, they have a certain amount of scholarship money. So it's the same thing with like football programs.
So do they, but is it the scholarship they got? No, they were paying to go to the school. They weren't getting a scholarship for the rowing team, were they?
I was going
to
say, is there's scholarship money and then there's admissions where obviously you can only have so much. So she could be taking a bunch of things. So you're taking a spot, but also it could be a spot for someone that could have had a scholarship.
No, I just don't care. I just don't. Like, who fucking cares about these uppity dickhead fucking college fucking assholes? I just don't care. Like, oh my God, some kid didn't go to that school, so they're going to go to another school. I don't know.
I don't get why they even try to get the kids into school. You're fucking rich. Yeah. The kids are gorgeous. She was already a millionaire on her own, fucking with her YouTube page.
Oh, really?
Yeah, got a fucking college. What?
Yeah, who gives a shit? Maybe it's sort of like a social thing, right? So it's like their kids go to certain schools and they want to. But yeah, whatever. Like, you know, fuck it. She's in prison. That's crazy. And her husband for 5 months, which is even crazier. You know. Really quick, we must thank Cushy Dreams for supporting today's show. I love Cushy Dreams. It really is my new favorite thing to smoke in the morning. I love smoking weed, right? And part of the reason that I smoke so much weed is because it really kills my anxiety. I have a ton of anxiety regularly. So much going on with everything in my life right now, from the move to training for this fight, running a podcast network, being a father. There's a lot of different things that are happening, right? So I love to smoke, but here's what happens. I get high in the morning, but the time lunchtime happens, all of my energy is completely zapped.
Yeah, okay. You're a zombie.
I'm a zombie. I'm not thinking. I'm not sharp. I have a lot going on. I don't want that. Cushy Dreams is the perfect solution because they make smokable CBD bud, meaning that it is CBD rich. It has, I think, 0.3% THC. It's legal in 50 states. It doesn't get you high. It is really beautifully grown, amazing weed, but it doesn't actually contain THC. So I get to kill my anxiety immediately. The benefits are immediate. If I take CBD drops, I don't feel an immediate, it's too subtle. When I smoke a bong hit or smoke a Cushy Dreams joint, immediately I'm like, oh, I just feel like I smoked. It actually, to be honest with you, this is going to sound bad almost. It reminds me of when I used to smoke a cigarette to like relax. It has that really calming effect, like immediately. I don't know what it is. Just lifts my spirit. And it really is a great solution. Dave Smith, he stopped smoking weed years ago and he's been smoking Cushy Dreams. So this is really great stuff.
I want to say real quick, what I found recently, I got some THC liquid and went a little too hard on it. Found little CBD takes the edge off, brings you back to reality.
Oh, yeah, because if you start, yeah, if people, the other thing is people
get. If you go a little too far with an edible or something, have that CBD around, it'll really fix you.
Also, some people get anxiety when they smoke weed, and yeah. I think that's the THC. They feel like they're losing control, but you still maybe want to just get a little bit of a high or just get a little bit of a, you know, just, you call it a high or a buzz. It doesn't get you high, but when my anxiety is gone, I feel buzz. I feel like my spirits feel lifted. It feels good. So that's, some people are like, dude, what are you talking about? It's like, it's not, if you're trying to get high, this is not what it is, right? This is not for you. But if you guys, all these other benefits, this is why you would smoke Cushy Dreams. And we have a pretty incredible deal. If you go to cushydreams.com and use the promo code RAP, you're going to save 15% off your entire order. So go to cushydreams.com, check out their amazing selection of CBD bud, save 15% off your entire order by using that promo code RAP. Do it right now. cushydreams.com. Support them. They support us. We love them. Thank you very much. Where were we? What else going on? Let's see. Okay. This is kind of fun. There's a new extreme dating site that matches people with at least a 20-year age gap.
I sent this article to Ralph this morning.
Uh-oh. Hell yeah.
He said it's not enough of an age gap.
Yeah, he needs a little. Yeah, he's old as fuck, dude. Ralph's like, how old is Ralph?
50.
50? Yeah, he doesn't want to date a 30-year-old. Ralph wants a 25-year-old. But no, it's at least a 20-year age gap.
Yeah. In order, because so what it says is there's no like swiping or algorithms that show people. It's as long as you're at least 20 years apart in age, you can talk to anybody on the app that's 20 years apart.
So I just hit the legal standard for this app.
There you go. Oh, that's perfect for you.
Can you go up too? Can you?
No, it can't be. It's got to be at least 20 years. So I.
Older.
No, but you could talk to a 58-year-old, he's saying.
Yeah.
Yuck.
It's 20 years each.
No.
I could talk to a 64-year-old.
By the way, I would. This is how guys are. Guys would just go, like, all right, I'll do both. Fuck it.
Yeah. Who cares?
Let's see. Open up the parameters here.
Throw the net out there. There's see what
thing,
you got.
I think it's a TikTok thing right now, the age difference couples, right? People have been doing like pictures of them and their significant other, and they were doing it first with like the aging software. Like, make fun of it.
Okay.
But then real, like, old people, old guy, young lady couples started posting, and it is creepy.
Yeah.
I'm going to send one to Shannon.
I have one.
The old guy, young girl, is so weird.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, look at this fucking guy. Is that the guy from the Doobie Brothers?
I started banging her at 16. When I was 18, he was 57. Oh, my God.
That guy's a dork, too. He must have some cash on him.
Holy shit.
Or a big wee-wee.
No, he doesn't got a big dick. This guy's...
Shannon, this guy's just texted you one.
Let me see this. I was 17. He was 65.
What?
Whoa.
No way.
How?
Hell yeah, dude. This fucking guy rules.
This guy... He went to her prom?
Oh, my God. I want to smell his fucking dick hole.
Yep.
He's 63. I finally found my soulmate.
I'm 19? What the fuck is that?
Why does he look like
that? Oh, no, that's a face app. That's her boyfriend who's a regular age.
Are you sure?
She has old age makeup.
When I was 1962. Is this all these?
That's got to be fake. Come on, man.
Are they all just fake? Is that what it is? It must be.
It's pretty funny.
I'm going to find Zach's now.
That has to be. Are they real or are they fake? If they're fake, that's annoying.
Yeah,
I think some of them are real and some of them were face up.
I mean, some of them look fucking real as fuck, dude.
Yeah, that first guy.
I want to know if that's real. That's fucking me up, dude. I love it. I will spend the rest of my life watching those videos. The song rules.
It's just fucking get inspired.
Great. Dude, it is awesome. No way. I'm dating a 23-year-old right now, and I feel like a fucking creep, but that's fucking nuts.
23. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that too young?
To each his own, brother.
I say too old.
Too old?
I say too old.
What are you shooting for?
Well, that's like, you know.
It's right over the line?
Look, I mean, it's a 15-year age gap, but I act like I'm like 30, 29.
Sure.
You know.
I think with comics, you could take 10 years off their age.
Because we're immature. Exactly. Maturity level.
Exactly. I'm not very mature. And, yeah, I don't know. She's hotter.
Parents are cool. Mom's got good snacks.
Yeah. I got a lot in common with her father.
Yeah, dad's a good guy. We played all the same video games growing up.
They got
this
a pool.
Is the one I saw.
Oh my god!
There you go.
Same music.
Yeah, this is a meme.
No, this one's real. Like,
yeah, it's real.
This lady, I think he's 18 and she's 70.
Yeah, but that's just reach. That's all this guy could pull.
Yuck.
That is gross. Yeah, 18 and she was 71.
I met the love of my life when I was 18 and she was 71. There's no way. These have to be a joke at the very least. There's no way these are real.
No, that's real, dude. That's some dude who's like... That's some dude who something fucked up happened to him when he was like getting boners for the first time. Fucking like Golden Girls was on or something. And he is tainted.
Somebody in the chat says the rule for dating is half your age plus 7. Right? And that's the age. That's the lowest you can go. So what's half my age?
How old are you?
I'm 38. So that's 19 plus 7. 26. Shut up. Fucking old ass fucking 20-year-old bitch. I mean, you gotta also understand it's like, you know, once you leave the cities, you know, it's like, I think that like people are also older. People are younger and act younger in the cities, but they act older once you leave the city. So this chick's not from the city, right? She's, you know, she doesn't live here. And I think like once you go to, you know, more rural towns, like 23-year-olds start like getting married and having houses and mortgages and like fuck it. It's just sure. And when you're in the comedy world and in New York City or Los Angeles or in the entertainment industry, it's like, nobody buys a house until they're 40. Nobody has kids until they're like in their 30s, right? It's just a different sort of mentality. So I think there's also that as well.
You know, that makes sense.
I think you're setting yourself up to do some creepy shit out in the burbs. That's what I think you're hell leaning into. Dude. You're trying to paint that picture.
Why
it's
not?
Different out here.
It is different out here.
Rural. I don't know if where you live is rural. It's here in the burbs.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, I mean... That's fucking wild, dude. How old are you, Foley?
44.
You're 44. What's the biggest age gap you've ever dated a chick?
I think, like Zach's saying, you know, I started comedy when I was 32. All my friends were in their early 20s, and I, like, you know, was waiting tables, so I was working with people 10 years younger than me. So for the last 11 years, it's been about a 10-year gap. Right now, my girlfriend's 10 years younger. She's 30. She's going to be 34. Wow. And next weekend.
I'm not going to ask Zach.
I'm going to go older.
Oh, that's right. There is your largest gap.
I have one or two that are, when I was in my mid-20s, they were in their 40s.
Wow. That must have been awesome. I'm attracted to older women, too.
When I was in Cabo, I fucked. I mean, she had to be a grandma. It was just some fucking lady. She's a fucking...
Mine was a grandma.
She was a widow. She was like... I mean, dude, I fucked this old lady so good. She thinks about it to this day. I guarantee
did you just meet her down there?
Oh, yeah. I just met her in
Cabo. Were you on vacation by yourself?
No, I was working. I was doing a comedy show, and I just met some old lady at the hotel.
She was down there by herself?
I was fucking hammered. I was like, hey, what's up, old lady? What the fuck? And she was there with a friend, and another comic I know fucking bagged her old friend.
Really?
But yeah, we just fucking... Just threw our fucking cocks inside of these old ladies.
Good for them.
Yeah, dude. I honestly, you have to fucking give them a good time once in a while. You gotta.
Yeah, they're walking straight the next day.
How Stella got her groove back. Doggy, huh?
I'll tell you right now, I enjoyed it.
You were just looking out the window, that plane back wistfully.
She had to be 60. If I had to guess, she had to be 60 years old. And that was probably the biggest age gap for me as well. You know?
That's what you gotta do to get out of that question. You just got to fuck an old lady once.
Yeah,
that's what you. And you can fuck as many kids as possible. What?
Yeah, evens out.
Yeah,
Your Honor, look at some of my other work, please.
I'd like to be judged based on my catalog.
Okay, so let's see this extreme dating site, Shannon. I mean, I would love to be. I can't be set up on it now. Maybe we'll see for you. What about you, Shannon? Would you date a younger guy? You're my age now, too, right?
What about an older guy?
Not 20 years younger. I might do 20 years older if you were financially stable.
Yeah.
How old? I'm 30. I'm also 38, so 58. Ooh.
So you wouldn't even bang an 18-year-old man?
I don't know.
What if he was just really hot? Like, just like one time, just threw it down. Wait, with you?
You want to hear something funny? Harrington texted me last night after Skanks and asked me if 28 was too young, which is 10 years younger than me. And I'm like, that's really young, but I'm trying to be more open-minded. And so he had somebody DM me last night that I'm guessing is a Skanks fan.
What?
He's 28 years old, yeah.
Let me see the DM.
I'm not going to put it on air. I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he didn't. He was just like, oh, I heard you are the queen of Gas Digital and I should talk to you or something like that is what he said.
Can I tell this guy a problem with this?
Harrington's playing Cupid for you?
He does all the time.
Harrington makes fake profiles. He's just trying to see your fucking pics. Did Harrington help me? Harrington helped me move the other day. I paid him to help me like pack up boxes. And we found a big duffel bag full of Kim Condon titty t-shirts. And then I caught Harrington stealing two of them.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to God. I caught, and then he was like, oh, well, I think it'd be funny. He sure played, was like, he's like, if I just had them, and when I saw Kim, I was like, Harrington, you're a fucking creep.
Yeah.
You stole her titty t-shirts for that reason. But if you guys want, I have a duffel bag full of Kim Cogman titty t-shirts, and they're for sale. $15 a pop. Go to podcastmerch.com. No, I'm kidding. Don't. It'd be a great idea, though. Could she sue me? Probably, right? Is that a crime?
What?
Selling your titty t-shirts without her permission?
Yeah, but if you take them and then just write Lewis was here on each one.
So yeah, this app is fine. All right, so what happened with this other chick? 20-year-old. Oh, no, I was going to say about that guy.
Oh, yeah, I found the DM. He said, hey, I was pointed in your direction. Here, you're the queen of Gas Digital. Sup, mama.
Is that ethnically okay for him to say?
No, he looks very white.
Is he a handsome man?
He's fine. He's very tall, so like I see what Harrington was thinking. Like he's tall and he does like arm wrestling or something.
I know exactly who this is.
Maybe everyone's gonna know who it is now.
I know exactly who this is. Yeah. He's pretty cool.
Oh really?
He's all right. He was an all right dude. Yeah, I know this dude.
I like that he's an arm wrestler.
I'll fucking destroy him in arm wrestling. Look at these fucking guns, Jen. Are you kidding me?
How about if he beats you in an arm wrestle, then I'll go on a date with him.
And if I beat him, you suck my cock live on air. You fucking suck me off right on air. And Shannon, he's a professional arm wrestler. If I beat him, you have to suck me off. A lot of hand. I like a lot of hand while it's being done, okay? I don't even have a big dick. It just makes me think that my dick's bigger. Like I need her hand to extend her fucking... All right? Now that's what I want.
No.
Shannon!
No.
Wow.
Maybe soften it up a little bit. not so. How about you pay for dinner? You pay for them to go out to dinner.
No way. I want a deep, passionate blowjob, a wet, sloppy blowjob on air for the fans to all see. They've all been waiting for it for years. And I will not be ignored, Shannon. So this is fun. It's a great story right here. 20-year-old woman with cerebral palsy left in a body bag for 2 hours after being wrongly declared dead.
Biggest fear.
Getting cerebral palsy and then being left in a body bag?
Being a woman.
Hell yeah, Zach.
Now the body bag thing.
Really, body bag over coffin?
Either one of those.
I feel like body bag, you could kind of...
Yeah, you get out. Oh, if I was in, I'd fucking... I don't know. I'd freak out. But just be them thinking I'm dead and them either to put me in the fucking crematorium or burying me.
They could convince Zach to go to the crematorium thinking it's a pastry shop.
Can I tell you what I'm really afraid of? I'm afraid of when you die, you just still feel everything. And we just don't know that.
My mom, that was her biggest fear.
And that you're just like, and now you're just fucking buried in pain.
Bugs would crawl over her face and she would like be able to like not get them off her body. She would always talk about that. And she was like, please, please cremate me. Please don't bury me. And we just ignored her request.
You did?
We ignored her request and then we didn't even mark the grave. It's a fact. I'm buying a heating unit for my sauna before I'm even thinking about a headstone for my mother's grave.
Well, where your mother is, she doesn't need a heating unit.
Damn it, Zach.
That's really funny. Get her a little suntan lotion, maybe.
Don't even have a fucking... I don't have a headstone. I was going to have... My friend said he would make me a head. This is how little I care about my mother. And I feel bad about this because I do hold a lot of regrets for what happened with my mother, right? But I have a friend, shout out Hershock, who I play video games with. He is a stonemason. I have friends that have old-timey ass jobs. Mm-hmm. I have another friend who makes horseshoes. It's crazy.
Jesus.
No. Slave trader.
He's playing Call of Duty.
All the good ones.
Yeah.
They don't make them anymore.
So, and he offered for free to make my mother a headstone. He was like, don't make her a beautiful headstone. Like, it's fucking crazy. And then I just...
Didn't follow up with it?
Never followed up on that offer.
They're expensive.
It's going to be more of a pain in the ass that you're going to have to find her. Like, you have a general idea of where she is, right?
I think my sister and my aunt could probably find her if they really needed to. The other problem is...
Marco!
buried her, you put some nickels in her pocket so you could find her with a metal detector?
No, she's also buried in this... This is my garbage family. They buried her in the same plot as my grandma Rose.
Oh, okay.
So they're in the same... They're laid on top of each other.
That's how you do it. You buy a family plot, right? They're next to each other or on top of each other?
No, they're on top of each other. Oh, it's the same hole in the fucking ground, dude. And they put two caskets in there. So my grandma died first. No, my mom died first. Yeah, and then my family's crazy. So my mom died and my grandma Rose was like sort of going senile. And this is one that will call me the N-word. And she was like crazy as fuck. But she was like dying slowly, but she really loved my mother. She like helped to raise her. So they lied to my grandmother Rose about my mom dying. And they said they wouldn't tell my grandma Rose that she died. So for the last 4 to 5 months of my grandma Rose's living, she thought that my mother was mad at her and wouldn't come to see her.
Holy shit. Now, did they just leave the hole open with your mother in it and look at Grandma Rose and be like, like the Mexican comes with a shovel, like, oh,
why don't you guys grab a cup of coffee?
I'm not paying you boys for it. There's a nice Italian sandwich place. It's not 3 o'clock yet.
Is this garbage?
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
So, this is when I say, when I'm buying a heating unit for my sauna. Is this garbage? You have to take all this context into play. When you consider the fact that I'm looking for a heating unit right now, and it's the number one priority in my life.
Mark your mom's grave. Yeah.
I may have a solution for you. I saw this commercial this morning on TMZ.
Oh, dude, tell me it's a fucking heating unit / grave.
So you Cemetery 10?
I am. How can I help you?
I'm Debo from the movie Friday and Next Friday.
Hey, Debo, how can I help you?
Stand up when I'm talking to you, fool. I heard in the street you got a layaway plan. My people ain't got all that money up at one time. They need to pay you on payments. Is that true?
I can set it up easily on a layaway plan for you.
All right, I want to put down a down payment.
Okay.
Let's start right here. Hey, this is my down payment. Okay. Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
I ain't been delivered from this. You should have took your training a better way. Okay. Now go in there and get my down payment going. So tell me about your wall, Tim.
So we've got many different styles, sizes of granite, colors
the
of...
fuck is this?
How this great. Is a real commercial?
This is a real commercial with Debo. That's right.
Cemetery Tim actually puts headstones on layaway?
Yes.
Listen to me. First of all, Get the fucking ad sales guys on the horn right now. If they can afford Debo, they can afford me. I'll fuck Debo up. I'll tell you right now, dude. Tiny Zeus Lister, right? He's a fucking 80-year-old man. I will lump him the fuck up. All right? Without even a question. Nobody buys that. Nobody buys that. Okay? Second of all, I think that we can probably do more for Cemetery Tim than this commercial.
That commercial was not well put together.
Oh, that was brutal.
Is that local? I don't understand.
It's never good when you have to introduce yourself as the character from the movie and then say the name of the movie. And then at another point go, haven't you seen the movie?
Have you seen the movie? That was crazy. That was a psychotic thing.
Yeah, that was weird.
How much money do you think that cost him? $5,000, probably?
What, to make that?
The whole budget goes to Zeus.
Yeah, that was, you could shoot that for nothing.
Yeah, that was shot, I mean, literally, it was shot on less than an iPhone.
I think that was the city bike he was on.
I bet.
They shot it with a city bike tire.
I bet if Zeus lives in the town that thing is in.
He has to, yeah.
Then I bet he did it for like.
He's probably friends with him.
Yeah, I bet he did it for like $1,500.
It says that he hung around after they finished filming this last weekend and met around 700 people and did meet and greets.
They paid him in tombstones.
Yeah. It'll be airing locally next week.
Where's my tombstone, fool? You know you got to give me two blank tombstones every week. So this is a recent commercial?
Yeah, it's going to air next week locally.
Can we see, pull up Cemetery Tim? Where is his business? We're going to give him a free plug right now. We will see if we could do more for Cemetery Tim than Debo. I feel like we can. Let me get another coffee, Dill Dog.
Yeah, that guy was in fucking Batman, and now he's doing that.
It's in Washington State.
Washington State. Yeah. So is it like, you don't want to ship...
he's in Dark Knight, is he?
Do you want to ship tombstones? I feel like that's going to be very expensive. Heavy, yeah. Really heavy.
He's known as the Headstone Whisperer.
Okay. So this is his website.
Yeah.
So what happens? Is this nationwide? And he also trademarked the Headstone Whisperer. Did you see that?
Yeah. Please read Debo's quote.
For families in need, Debo stands with Cemetery Tim. I lost Tupac, Aaliyah, Michael Jackson, Michael Clark Duncan. I thought he was Michael Clark Duncan. I swear to God. Bernie Mac, John Singleton, Nipsey Hussle, Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, and John Witherspoon Pops from the hit movie Friday. Wait, they were all in the movie Friday? Every one of those people? The last person. I thought, he doesn't speak right. I read that correctly. I was like, whoa, that was, Friday had an all-star cast.
Kobe was not in Friday.
These are my loved ones and people that I have worked with in Hollywood. You really need to reach out to a company who cares about your loved ones, a headstone company that can be trusted, and that company is Cemetery Tim, the Headstone Whisperer.
Man, that's a weird endorsement.
Serving all 50 states? Wait, go back up. Go back up. Serving all 50 states.
There you go.
This is it.
Please tell me this guy does celebrity tombstones, because I just saw Eazy-E's headstone.
Can we please reach out and see if he'll do my mom's tombstone? My mom / Grandma Rose's tombstone for free. My grandma, listen to me, Cemetery Tim, my Grandma Rose said some choice words to me as a kid. She was racist as fuck. So you don't even, he should know that going into it. He doesn't have to use any special extra love for my grandma. That part of it can be fucking done by an apprentice.
Don't mention Debo to her, huh? Hey, it was Tom Selleck, Grandma.
My grandma would be rolling over.
R.I.P.
My grandma would be rolling over in her grave if she knew that I was doing business with Cemetery Tim and fucking Tiny Zeus Lister. But I like this. I like this angle, and I like this idea. We need to reach out to Cemetery Tim and see if he will give me a free headstone. I will do and ship it here for my mom and my grandma. And it looks good. I'll do a whole month of ad reads. Whole month of ad reads. Hold on. Shane Gillis calling in. Shane Gillis, Real Ass Podcast. You're live on air. Don't say anything crazy.
Everybody hates me because I'm gay.
You're on the podcast. Really hating.
Anxiety in the morning is a real bummer.
Why do you have anxiety?
Because that acid hit me pretty hard.
Oh, you took it? Oh, you sipped it after?
Yes.
So if Jay drank 60% of it, because in my mind,
Jay drank 60%. He got a big. He had a rough time.
Yeah.
Because I had a good time.
You just been up all night tripping on acid.
He had a rough. time if he wasn't ready for that.
Jesus Christ. I mean, what? You guys are savages. You guys are absolute savages. I don't want to spoil it completely for everybody, but I'll call you as soon as the podcast is over. I'm done in about 40 minutes.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be that sad anymore. All right.
All right, buddy. Do you have an awakening on acid?
No, I just... Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm an obnoxious dickhead that nobody likes.
Yeah.
That was kind of the theme.
No, you're an obnoxious dickhead that everybody likes.
Yeah, I like you, buddy.
Attel hates me, dude. Attel hates me.
Oh, yeah. Attel hates you, but you're, you know.
Damn it.
Yeah. And he's the godfather. Attel loves me, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Fuck you.
All right.
I'll see you.
I'll call you. That's what acid does to you. The next day, yep. He's thinking about, like, God, I'm an idiot, dude. What am I even doing in my life? And that was forced upon Jay. God damn it. Oh, no.
Did you take acid last night?
No. Are you crazy? Yeah. Go watch that show. Go watch that fucking show. Sorry, guys. I just want to see if Jay texted me back yet. Let's see.
I used to love acid.
Mushrooms much prefer. Acid feels like my brain's screaming.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mushrooms just feels like you're getting extra high.
Yeah. Especially if you microdose them, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Cap and stem.
Get some shit done.
I can't really trip anymore. I'm too crazy.
Well, you're a homeowner.
Yeah, exactly. all right, let's see. What else is going on here? Okay, this is kind of interesting. All right, so a woman divides the internet after posting screenshots of DMs she got from a medical professional who broke protocol and asked her out via Instagram. An anonymous woman received a message on Instagram from a man who conducted her blood tests at the hospital just a few days prior. The message said, hey, this might seem a bit odd, but I done your blood test the other day.
All right, hold on. We just learned something about this guy.
This is an old black man.
I done did your blood test, sugar.
Listen, young lady, you need to sit. I done find out you did not have HIV. Hey, this might seem a bit odd, but I done your blood test the other day at hospital, and I thought you were good looking and seemed nice, so here I am shooting my shot. But it's a white guy emoji. Look at that. And I feel like you would go out of your way. If a black guy puts a white guy emoji, that would be bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, I all the time put the darkest skin emoji you could put in text, like obnoxiously. Like, because they really
constantly use black thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You know?
I go yellow.
Yeah.
Keep it neutral.
So, what do we think about this? So what happened? Shannon, help me out here. So I'm assuming some people are like, what a scumbag piece of shit. That's very unprofessional, unethical.
Yeah, when she posted it with the caption, hello, HR, is that you? And so she expected everybody to kind of be on her side. But there are a lot of people that are like, you know, he was polite about it. You know, he did it the right way. It is kind of creepy, though, that he like went through her information to then find her Instagram and then reach out to her.
Hello, HR. Well, so, you know, they're looking...
So there's a new thing going around that, like, and there's more extreme cases of it where, like, a guy will message a girl, ask her what she does, and then try and find her job, which is way too far. But now, like, even stuff like this where you take a piece of information and use it to find somebody in a pretty direct way, people online are calling that stalking.
Yeah. Can't do that anymore.
And I think it's just because everyone's information is so accessible that it's easier now, but somehow worse.
Yeah, he was wrong. You can't do that.
I had someone kind of do that to me once. It was a food delivery driver that after he dropped off the food, texted me and said, hey, I'm sorry.
It's just really inappropriate. Wow. So here's the thing. All right.
Knows where you live,
too. The guy's taking his shot. I do respect that. And if in the 1 in 1,000 chance the woman isn't sort of put off by the fact that now the stranger has her information and is using it to contact her in whatever way, then cool, I guess you get married. And, you know, but like it is such a small, here's what happens. Like that guy, I mean, maybe it's a cultural thing because the way that he wrote that message.
Yeah, that might have been.
It might have been a guy from another country, a foreign guy who just like, they're missing something there about the lack of safety.
And he worked at a hospital.
It definitely wasn't an old black dude.
No,
I'm thinking, because he would have got the digits right there.
Yeah, of course.
Smooth silk.
I'm thinking Indian.
Maybe it might, but if
for lunch,
it might,
what do you
mean? Sometimes they just don't know why that's pretty. If they're not from like this country, like we sort of have our guards up, especially like being New Yorkers. And I think that, yeah, I would be fucking like if that was my sister or, you know, my chick or like my whatever, like a female that I knew. That would be weird, and I would if Shannon, if that happened to you and your doctor hit you up,
yeah.
I would go, that's fucking weird, and I would say don't hang out with that guy because that's obviously it's, number one, it's not what he's probably doing that to other women.
Yeah.
Number two, it's just sort of like crossing a line, and the payoff is so unlikely, and for you not to have the common sense and wherewithal to go like, oh yeah, I'm gonna probably make this person feel weird,
especially your doctor.
Yeah.
Your fucking OBGYN's hitting you up.
Yeah. A little bit bizarre. What do you, Shannon, what do you think? Do you think the guy crossed the line?
I think so. And also, I don't, it keeps referring to him as a doctor in this article, but I mean, the phlebotomist is usually not the doctor. The person who's taking your blood isn't the real doctor. So, and blood taking takes a long time. So, like, he could have felt out the situation while taking her blood and then took a shot in person instead of invading her privacy.
Yeah, totally. For sure. But I mean, even then, it's sort of like, you're there, you're at the hospital, you're not there to fucking be hit on, you're fucking feeling weird, and you feel kind of naked because you are having them take your blood, they're finding out what's wrong with you in that moment, mm-hmm. like you're, you know, I don't know, like I'm also a hypochondriac, I don't like going to doctors, so I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, here it is, I got AIDS, let's go. So, yeah, I wouldn't, yeah, I think it's a fucking weird thing to do. And I think guys should take their shot once in a while, you know?
But that's not the way, probably.
It's not the way.
No,
in person.
Yeah, I mean, look, if he was so like love at first sight, he was like, dude, I can't let this part, like, you know, I guess, but you know,
plus that's I mean, I don't know, I don't want to sound like an old guy, but that's the problem with like today. That's like, that's such a pussy move. You wait till she leaves and I'm shooting my shot.
Yeah, you're not shooting your shot. You're a fucking bitch, bro.
But that's every, I mean, think of all our parents' generations' meeting stories. I asked her to dance. She said no.
Yeah.
So I followed her around all night until she said yes.
I made her dance with me.
Yeah.
So I kidnapped her brother.
That's the story of my parents' meeting.
Yeah.
Is my dad asked Ronald to dance. She said no. And he followed her around all night.
Well, that was sort of like, I think, every romantic story about grandparents. And he was like, and he pursued me for 3 months.
he courted me.
I kept saying no. I said, no, I'm not interested. I'm not that type of girl. And he wouldn't let up. And then after maybe, you know, being with him for 4 or 5 years, I realized I really loved him. And that's that.
It seemed more romantic back then. But it's just romantic. They were all fucking creeps.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, you know, the chase and the hunt and the being hunted, that dynamic, I think it turns people on deep down. I just think that, you know, women,
very
they can't really
line.
Say it.
If they like you, it's a romantic story. If they don't, you're a fucking creep.
Yeah, you just don't know. The problem is some people don't have social skills. So it's like if you can't, like I'm really good at reading whether or not a chick is attracted to me. Right, Shannon?
Yep.
I'll go one further. You're very good at telling whether a dude is attracted to you.
Yeah, I'm very good at just telling if people are attracted to me. I'm just, I can read the cues pretty well. And if, you know, if I'm off on that or whatever, like, I could also just sort of read the shift and I go like, all right, cool. So, but a lot of people aren't like that. A lot of people, they read some fucking book on how to pick up chicks and they go, oh, you can just take a shot. All right. You know, it's whew, all right. If you don't jump, you'll never know, you know? So, and then they do it in a pussy way because, you know, he's like, all right, well, here it is. I'm going to take my shot. That's that. But he doesn't even think beyond the fact, because he's a fucking autist, that this is coming off as extremely fucking rapey.
Yeah, and there's no risk there. There's no risk over social media. To get getting shot down in fucking person when you ask a girl out, that's fucking brutal.
Yeah. When's the last time I got shot down in person asking a girl out? I tried to kiss a girl a few years ago.
I think 15 minutes ago when he asked Shannon to suck your dick.
She loves it.
When I was in Prague years ago, I was hitting on this girl, and she, like, half spoke English, and this is how she turned me down. She goes, no, I do not like heavy men.
Yeah.
Straight to the crepe place after that, huh?
It was brutal.
Yikes.
Yeah, dude. That sucks. Women are honest as fuck, dude. Honest as fuck. I remember one time when I was selling comedy club tickets when I was like 19 years old, there was a girl that was a true ugly monster, like a really ugly woman. There's just no other way to describe this. She was fat. She was hairy. She was like truly hideous. I'm talking like one of the ugliest women that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Are you talking about me? You're looking right at her.
Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't that. It was a podcast I was watching. It's not a memory. I was watching the Are You Garbage podcast.
She's fat, hairy.
A friend named Kippy.
This bitch, she sold tickets for a couple days too with me. And I remember one day at the end of the day, she just fucking went for it.
With you?
She took the shot.
Really?
And she just fucking, we're sitting there talking, she just goes. And then I remember I was just like, and I just made out with her because I felt so bad. And I didn't want to be like, ew, yuck, are you fucking crazy, you fucking fat monster? Why would you think you could do this? Why would you think, what the fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with me that you think you could do this? I need to fucking fix myself that this fucking creep, I wanted to do this all in front of a crowd of people. It was disgusting.
But you made out with her, right?
But I made out with
her. That's why men are better people.
Was it a good kiss?
No, it was disgusting. She was hairy and she's like, she was disgusting, okay? But I fucking still took the hit because men, we just don't want to hurt women that way. Women are willing to fucking just break a man's heart. There's no guy, a man that's as ugly as that woman. Dude, I ain't talking about like a real, like you have beautiful eyes, you're funny. This is not you, dude. This is not, I'm sorry, like.
How was the sex?
I didn't do anything else besides
make what?
Out. That was it. We made out.
She said we're going too fast.
Oh, slow down, pretty boy.
I'm not that kind of girl.
It was fucking gross, dude. Oh, my God. I forgot about that memory. Yuck. She was truly gross.
And then she just left after that?
Yeah, she's like, I rule. That's it.
Crazy.
Yeah. But women don't, ugly women like that usually don't take the shot like that. Unless they're like real pigs. It's like sluts. And it's not even like that. They don't even lean in for like a kiss, like a passionate kiss. She, you know, if she was usually gross chicks, you know, they'll.
You skip a few steps.
You somehow, you make a joke. You'd be like, I bet you suck a good dick, pig.
And then up.
And then she's sucking your dick. There yep. You go.
And you come and it's like you woke up from a coma in a movie and all your thoughts hit you at once. Oh my God, she's here all day. Oh my God.
Did you have to work with her after that or was it her last day?
I think she ended fired up quitting a couple days later. I don't remember. She was really a disgusting animal. I hope she's listening to this right now because she probably has the memory. Like if she like stayed following me, she has this memory of like the one time she fucking just made out with fucking Louis J. Gomez. The Louis J.
You Gomez. Were 19?
Yeah.
How old was she?
Fucking, I have no idea. She could have been fucking 10. She could have been 80.
Cut her in half and count the rings.
She's a fucking, she had the skin of a dragon. Who knows? Who knows, Foley?
Good for her taking a shot.
She did take her shot. So this is what I'm saying.
In person. She risked it all. This guy's not risking anything.
Yeah. That's it.
Except his job. He definitely got fired.
I wonder if women are more put off or are more turned on by guys who take the shot in person now.
I think it depends if they like them or not. Like I said, if they like you, it's a whole different story.
A girl could be swayed, or maybe not. They always say, like, a girl will know within the first minute of meeting you whether or not she would fuck you, right? That's, like, a common occurrence.
Is that true, Shannon?
In my experience, that is not true. My ex-boyfriend, when I first met him, I legitimately did not like him as a person, and now he's still annoying my life 12 years later.
Were you attracted to him
not,
physically,
not initially,
though?
No. And then now I still find him very attractive. Even though I hate him.
You hate him?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the worst when you find somebody attractive.
You still
want to
fuck
him.
What a hot relationship.
Yeah, I could. I try not to. I haven't, but I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Shannon's a hornball today. I can tell. She's in a horny mood.
It's been a really long time.
Shannon, you're fucking me with your eyes. It's crazy what you're doing right now. She's like, people can't see what I'm seeing right now. Actually, they can. Behind Shannon. The way she's looking at me, it's very longingly. Shannon, you have to say that my arms have been looking a little bit better. My skin's been looking really good. I got that fucking face cream, eye cream. I've been fucking really exfoliating. Been getting better sleep. I'm now in the suburbs. Shannon.
Killing it, Lewis.
I know, girly girl. One day. One day it will happen. All right. Let's see. Young people feel the period at the end of a sentence is intimidating because they interpret it as anger. What is going on here?
It's the most annoying thing in the whole wide world.
What is it?
I was curious of what Dylan's take would be on this, because I think he's this generation. It is. He's saying, yeah, here we go.
It is. So there's this text etiquette, and if you're texting someone and you end it with a period, that means like anger, like you're ending it. Like it's like I'm saying it with like a definitive. It comes off of like, don't do this again, period.
I always end everything with periods every time, because if I put an exclamation point, it's like, what am I, a faggot? Only faggots use exclamation points.
I use exclamation points constantly.
Exactly. Yes. You can quote me on that right now. Only faggots use exclamation points. I'll scream it from the mountaintops, okay? I don't care.
That's if you're mad.
Yeah, but if you're screaming it,
it's like a little hard dick at the end of your sentence. Just to want to remind you that you like penis every time you fucking use it, okay? I'll use exclamation points in social media posts of promoting things. Because I need you guys to realize this. When I'm promoting something on social media, the way you can hear it is like a homosexual, flamboyant homosexual screaming into a megaphone. The Real Ass Podcast is live.
Mm-hmm.
Come one, come all. It's a gay thing that I'm doing. It's you, and you want that. You want, because honestly, homosexuals are very welcoming and fun. So that's what I'm doing when I use an exclamation point whilst promoting my show. Whilst. I like that word better.
Plus, it's just proper grammar, him with a period.
A period, you're just saying, yeah, the sentence is over. I'm not too fucking excited. Am I mad? Am I crazy? I'm not fucking...
Dylan, honest question. What if the text is more than one sentence?
I do a lot of commas when I text. I will say that.
So you just don't use proper exclamation.
It's text etiquette. Like, do emojis fucking work in English language? No. Like, so you do use periods if you're saying something definitive in like a longer text. But a lot of times, like when I text, like, I don't know, you keep it within like two sentences. So it's usually like...
With a text, I don't really use... punctuation.
Exactly. So so if you're texting a girl, you're like, answer her, comma, hey, what are you doing?
No, here's what I do. Metzger does this as well. This is like a crazy way to do it. Every sentence I send a new text for. So I just go sentence, text, sentence, yeah. Text, sentence. So some if they don't get back to me, it's just
answer me.
It just looks like a crazy person. So I don't use any punctuation or anything. And I think that's okay.
I thought that's how the kids did it. Don't you guys do it? Isn't that how you do it, Dylan? It is one line per text.
I will say I'm a little bit on the side of it can get annoying, but I try to send multiple texts. Like, you don't just send one giant fucking square.
Yeah, these kids, we got to toughen these kids up.
Well, the problem is by the time you're done with that square, they've already texted another two things, and you're like, okay, well, no, not that. That's not what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Why don't people just pick up the phone? I like picking up the phone and talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody starts sending me too many text messages, I get fucking, you know, I get frustrated, and then I got to call them because I'm going to get angry at them in a few minutes.
Are you going to get a landline at the house?
No. Would that be garbage?
No, that'd be fucking cool. It'd be old school. Have the old phone.
Just the fucking cord. Click, click, click. Operator. Please connect
New me. York City, please.
Hello, operator. I need to talk to my son's mother.
Well, that way you could gab on the phone while you're making dinner.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not going to get a landline. That's crazy. There's no reason for it.
Pretty cool. Get an old phone.
Yeah.
Get an answering machine. Hey, it's the Gomez's. We're not here right now.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the Gomez.
No, I'm not going to get a landline. I don't really give a shit about that at all. But... I do wish people would pick up the phone and call more. I do like making a phone call. Get everything out that you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
The tone is there. You don't have to worry about period or exclamation point, or is this person being sarcastic, or did they misinterpret something?
Yeah. I hate that shit.
I've got how many times I've just gotten into dumb little arguments because the text messages come through in the wrong order.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah. So, yeah, Deldo, I think the younger generation, they're being kind of pussies. What is this? Kids growing up in an age of instant messaging, linguistic experts studying this phenomenon say that when texting with an older person, the Gen Z kids are likely to think the person is angry or being insecure when they end the sentence with a period.
Jesus, do a push-up or something.
This is 100% happening between me and Shannon. Like 100%. I'm pretty sure I said
so. You're calling Shannon older right now?
God damn it, no.
Wow, Shannon.
Blame Shannon.
Blame that old bitch. Right?
I'm 22. Everyone's older than me.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon's having trouble texting you because of the arthritis.
God damn.
She got one of those old person phones with only three buttons.
Direct button? Cellular Direct or whatever it's called.
Yeah. She's got a phone with the big numbers.
Yeah. Can I please speak with Dylan? Dylan, please bring me my pills.
I do the voice to text. I just say it into the phone.
Dylan, are you attracted to Shannon? Because I would feel like that would be like a hot dynamic right there, like your old lady boss. What was the that movie with Jennifer Aniston?
Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, right? So you're almost like the fucking Charlie Day character guy, whatever, and she's the fucking old-ass Jennifer Aniston. But Shannon, you look like, if you put like some sort of one of those like weird filters in Jennifer Aniston's face where it makes it like brute, like a boxer. Like imagine it was a filter that looked like Jennifer Aniston was in a boxing match. You look like Jennifer Aniston.
Thanks. Charlie Day was funny, though.
Oh, fuck! Wow!
Boom shakalaka!
He's quirky funny.
That's what's up, nigga.
Right. Shannon really just put a period on the end of that fucking text. Yes,
I love our fucking trash and dildo. It's the best. Let's see. What else? What else is going on here? Somebody just said, your boy got dosed last night and you're talking about text etiquette. What am I supposed to talk about it the whole show? This raises live chat. They piss me off every once in a while. I got to ignore them. I try
is
to
that
incorporate
what
them. What?
That what you just said.
No.
Okay.
Nothing happened.
It's all a big radio bit.
I don't know what's going on, guys. Nothing happened. Jay's okay. He's fine. He's going to live. Let's see Dylan's stories. Dylan never has good stories anymore.
Oh.
Let's see. Dude gets slammed on pavement during fight. You're going to respect me? Okay. All right, so pull it up, Dylan. Pull up this video. Oh, white guy versus black guy? Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Now the white guy knows how to fight. I already saw the way he moved his head. He slipped.
Hey, get this shit on camera. You gonna respect me, little
Kayla,
man.
Don't let him bitch you like that.
Kayla, don't let him bitch you like that. Oh, his girl.
Get up. About this shit.
Yo, get up. Oh, dude.
Get up. Kayla, get up.
Oh, no.
Oh, he doesn't have a shoe.
Oh, no. She knocked his
shoe. This ain't gonna be no fight.
What do you mean ain't no fight? Oh, shit. Yo, I gotta be honest with you.
The second he moves, I was like, oh, he knows how to do takedowns.
Look,
this is going to go poorly.
Watch it again, dude. That fucking black kid. You saw his hands down here, and this white kid, look, he slipped, boom, hit him with the jab. Oh, he's a lefty, too. Oh, he got in, he wrestles. He watches UFC, he knows how to wrestle. He got in deep. Wow. Elbows.
Hey, get this shit on camera.
Get this shit on camera, he said. He said,
Kayla, don't let him bitch you like that.
Oh, man. That girl.
That girl is the reason for this fight.
That poor guy. I feel so bad for this guy.
I would put $20 on if there was a full video of everything. It's that girl's fault.
Caleb, don't let him bitch you like that. Yo, that girl sucks. That's just not the girl you want in the court. Look, here's what you want, okay? You're getting your ass beat. You want a fucking girl to either do one of two things, right? You want her to fucking go wild and hit him with her shoe, okay?
Dig her nails into his
fucking
face.
Scratch that motherfucker. Get in there, bitch. Don't let him bitch you like that. Help me. I got my ass beat. He's not going to hit you. He's a white guy. White guys just typically, they're not about to go hit a fucking black chick on camera. Just typically. It does happen.
Not a good look.
It's a special breed of human being that suburban white guy is going to go just fucking. All right, now I'm going to fuck this bitch up. He's more than likely going to take it. And now Caleb can compose himself. Another problem is black guy named Caleb. He was fucked from the beginning, doggy. He has a fucking bitch-ass beta fucking soy boy name, okay? And he's got to walk around with that for his whole life. And he talked all this shit to this white kid who's actually named Tyrone, which is ironic.
Jamal.
He's getting sick of being chumped by fucking black kids his whole life, and he's like, "You're gonna fucking respect me, Caleb."
There you go.
That's that. And he fucked him up. God damn it, dude. Does anybody else get joy when a white guy wins in a fight against a black guy? It's not racism. It's not racism. I'll tell you why. Because I'm Puerto Rican. I'm in the middle. I watch this in a very realistic way, okay? When you see a white guy and a black guy, 99% of the time, the black guy lights up the white guy. Just lights him up.
But it's like the video where, like, the gazelle kicks the lion in the face and gets away.
Yeah, you're once like, in a while.
I did not see that coming.
Yes, dude.
Good for you.
Once a, that should be on Nature's Metal, by the way. That video should definitely be on Nature's Metal. That, but when you see a white guy beat up a black guy, it's just sort of like, it's almost like an underdog story. It's like Rocky Balboa. You're like, good for you.
It's literally Rocky.
Yeah. Good for.
That's the plot of Rocky.
I know. Good for you. And
I like when the bully gets beat up, regardless of the what color they are.
Of course. Well, the problem is usually you don't get enough context to know who was being the bully.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that happens as well.
It seemed like that Caleb was talking shit.
Yeah.
He got straightened out.
Let's watch it again. It was good.
Yeah, please.
It was a good one. Let's see. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that. What? Go back, Ryan. I mean, dude, this black kid cannot fight for shit. Look at this. Look,
he's fighting like an old white guy, dude, which is weird.
What is he doing? Why is he running like that with his hands? There's no reason for it. It is some fucking whack ass hood shit. Look, slips, boom, bink, comes in. I mean, this white kid, he's fought before. I mean, look at him, dude. He's literally slipping. He's moving. His head movement, not staying in the same place. Okay, grabs him right by the waist. Oh. Boom. Wow.
Oh, that hit so hard.
Head on the concrete. That's bad. That's bad, dude. Wow.
I think those are Sheath underwear he's wearing.
Yeah, he was giant.
Yeah, dude. I mean, this kid has definitely done something before. Like, you know. Yeah, Caleb.
He has a real trashy southern accent.
Caleb, get up. Look at all these. Look at him.
That's garbage right there.
All right, one more. Come on.
Ooh. His girlfriend just was like, Caleb, fuck, you're
dead.
By
the way, if he was 6 inches over and hit that curb, that might have killed him.
Absolutely. That's terrible.
Look at those big shots in the face. Yeah, Caleb, get up. Damn. Dylan, I give you some credit here. I thought I was going to hate this fight. I was like, fight video, Dylan. What did you even bring to the table? You didn't realize the racial implications. The fucking, you know, the girlfriend in the background chirping.
Dude, I know what you like, baby boy. Listen, that girl chirping is the best part. You're black. You look at his face. You see he's, like, trying to get his life together. He just lost a fight, and she's just screaming, Caleb, get up.
Oh, you think that's a girlfriend? I think that might be a sister.
No. Oh. No, she is a sister. It's his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a sister or a cousin.
No, that's his girlfriend, dude. That's his girlfriend.
Not the next day.
Is it still his girlfriend? Yeah, you think they're still together?
Maybe, I don't know. It really mattered to her that he got up.
Yeah.
If you got beat up in front of your girlfriend, would you be able to perform? Would you be okay?
It would be. It's a tough fucking call. I'd rather get beat up in front of my girlfriend than my kid.
Oh my
God. So you want to have? All right, here's the thing. Like,
well, she's slightly older, so she can handle it better.
She's.
That's the worst.
Like, this girl. Yeah, he should be given credit for squaring up and fighting, right? And that's really what it should be. But this bitch is not good enough for her that he just fucking, you know, guys fight, mano a mano, right? Two guys get in there, it happens. You could tell it fucking matters that this white boy just beat his ass. And she's like, no, Caleb, if you don't get up, it's not happening. We're no longer dating. You're no longer my boyfriend. It's too, especially now with, you know, all the implications, Black Lives Matter, 2020. I mean, you let a white boy beat your fucking ass. God damn it, Caleb.
Kid looked pretty tough.
He did look tough. The kid looked fucking
strong. Was literally walking to the police academy.
Yeah, that guy.
They gave that kid a badge. I know.
Yeah, that kid, good for him. I don't want to give him real ass dude of the week. You know, it is what it is. He had to defend himself. It's not real estate of the week material. It's just part of life. Once in a while, you got to do that, right? So, what else, Dylan? Well, we'll do one more. We got to wrap up kind of soon. I do apologize, guys. Got to go train right after this.
If I could
this.
Recommend one, the one right above that, Meanwhile in Mexico.
Meanwhile in Mexico. Go ahead.
Okay.
Meanwhile in Mexico.
They land so good.
It's a cop.
It's road rage, apparently. He cut him off.
The cop is smacking a bus driver? Is that what it is?
I don't think that's a cop. That's like a security guard or something. Yeah, yeah, walkie-talkie.
It's got a piece. That was a gun.
Got a gun and a badge. Yeah. And also, it says in your description that cop slaps bus driver, Dylan.
Oh,
you fucking asshole.
Oh, I thought that was a walkie. My mistake.
No, it's a gun. He's got a gun in his waist.
Isn't that, I don't know if that, is that specifically an American thing where they have the sign that's like assaulting a bus driver is a minimum of however many years?
I feel like they probably don't have that down there.
Yeah, yeah, probably not.
They're going to go out on a limb.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's fucking drunk on tequila and asleep by 2 p.m., so. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a Mexican with so much energy. You know? He was like,
slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I hear the cops in Mexico are pretty fucking brutal.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
It's so funny because here in the state, or here in the States, here in New York and East Coast, like, I just want this to be very clear with everyone listening to the show. We have no respect for Mexicans. But if you go anywhere else in the world, like, Mexicans are a scary breed of people. Like, Salvadorians, isn't that like MS-13? Isn't that like a Salvadorian gang? If I met a Salvadorian right now, we would all laugh at him and make fun of him. We'd be like, look how fucking small and tiny he is. What is he?
Nah, they're tough dudes too. What do you mean when people don't respect Mexicans?
Not here. Not here in the. And I'm, my brother-in-law is Mexican. I've said this to him. I say this to him every time at family gatherings. I gather everyone around and I remind the whole family. So, yeah, but there apparently you go out to the West Coast, you go to California. Mexicans out in L.A. are fucking badass savages. The same way we think of, like, Puerto Ricans and Cubans in New York, which are, like, fucking, you know, badass. Well, fucking
the feistier of the Spanish.
Yeah. That's the way that everybody looks at Mexicans when you go in
places where they have Mexicans.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we have things that we call Mexican, but we also use Mexican as a blanket statement for South Americans.
That's true. That's true. I can't really tell the difference. The more they start to look like their skin is made of wood, the more South I feel like.
You're Puerto Rican. What do you?
I know. That's why I can say this. I have a different.
Yeah, for the record, I can tell the difference, and I respect all South American people.
I'm not saying that I don't respect them. I'm saying we, me personally, it's not about me. I'm saying we collectively don't respect them.
Sure, yeah.
So me, yes, on individual, obviously individually, but if you sort of took the consensus overall, you know, you put your finger, you know, into the air, there's not a lot of respect.
But you never saved a dollar on the bus into the city and made 8 extra stops at fucking soccer fields?
Wait, what?
They're like Guadi buses.
What's that?
So, like, if you're coming into the city from Jersey, there'll be, like, the NJ Transit bus.
Okay.
And then, like, 2 minutes behind it, there'll be a smaller bus that's a dollar or two cheaper. And it's, like, the Guatemalan bus. And it'll make, like, 20 extra stops at soccer fields. There's people on there with chickens.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So those are all.
You take the Guadi bus.
Those are all Mexicans.
That's culture, baby.
You know, yeah. That's a bunch of Mexicans. And
everybody looks like fucking the Incans with the bowl haircuts, like Apocalypto.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like, have you ever seen like an American Indian wooden statue sitting in front of a store?
Yeah, cigar store Indian.
Yeah, cigar store Indian. I assume that's a I try to start a conversation with that statue every time. I go out, I ask him for directions, I ask him how he's doing. I'm very friendly. And I think it's a culture. Yeah, see, I think it's a culture or a language barrier each and every time. And I was like, why is this guy being so standoffish right now? I mean, Jesus Christ. Hola, senor. And he just stands there. Gotten a couple scuffles with some cigar store Indians. Fight thinking statues. It was a feisty Mexican trying to fucking give me the cold shoulder. Give me the cold shoulder, little Mexican.
Hitting on the mannequins at Bloomingdale's. Yeah, just chick's problem. She got a nice tracksuit on. I'm trying to talk to her.
All right. Look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a great show. As always, go subscribe, guestdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Go to our iTunes 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month. We give out a free piece of merch too. Grab all our merch at podcastmerch.com. And thanks for supporting everyone here on the Real S Podcast. We'll be back on Friday. Another great show. Peace.
Peace.
That's all, folks.